Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Look for you.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm very excited about our good buddy Giovanni Cortolo being back on the show. Giovanni is the Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, one of the greatest champions small businesses ever had, and our good friend Giovanni Cortolo. Welcome back, Giovanni.
Thank you, Jim. You're so kind, and it's always great to be on your show.
Good to have you back. And Giovanni, one of the things that I predicted in my 2014 predictions was that there would be some kind of immigration reform in 2014. That I felt that the president wanted it, and the Republicans weren't going to take him on that, and that something would actually happen. Am I going to be right or not?
We are hopeful. It is a very difficult issue. It's one that's being addressed in the House. It's still a 50-50 chance. Certainly Boehner is trying to corral a consensus among his party to go forward, and he's doing a terrific job. We're helping in the effort, and I think everybody agrees. We have a broken system. It does need to be fixed.
Yep.
It's a car with four flat tires. You can't just fix three of them. You need to fix all four in order that a car to
right.
run. So we're very hopeful to.
What are those basic elements? You got to secure the border. It seems to me you got to deal with the people who are already here. You got to identify them. You got to get them in out of the shadows, and you got to put them on a path to either leave or become citizens. Are those some of the major parts?
Well, close. On the last, let me qualify that. It's not a question of just getting a citizenship, because that doesn't necessarily have to happen. We have to address legalization. In other words, we don't need to make them citizens. But
okay.
You're right. The borders are very, very important. The borders are just wide open. We have to address our legal immigration.
Are the borders
system
more wide open today than they were, say, 10 years ago?
I don't think so. I think there's been efforts to close them a bit.
Yeah.
But certainly we cannot in any way have a border that that allows for things to go continue to be porous. We also have to have a way to track them and a way to verify for employers when somebody is legally able to be hired or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that needs to take place. And I'm going to tell you the real sensitive issue, especially for conservatives, is what to do with the 11 million that are currently in this
That's
country.
That's it, right?
It is a very difficult issue. I think there's a lot of conservatives to say, look, I am against immigration. I want to secure the borders, but leave the rest on the table. And quite frankly, I have not talked to one person that has any solution for the 11 million. That really, is worried about trying to fix the system.
Mm-hmm. I think you got to get them out of the shadows. You got to bring them into the sunlight. You got to do something to encourage them to come forward, and give them. You talked about. I was going to put them on a path to citizenship. I wouldn't have it take forever. I wouldn't charge them a penalty. You're not going to get a bunch of money out of them, back taxes out of them. They don't have it. And so I think you got to come up with, and I'm not talking about amnesty. I'm talking about a logical periodic, a process over a period of time where they either become citizens or they become legal in some form.
Well, and the House came out with a set of, values, just recently. I mean, it
yeah.
was a couple weeks ago, and just to read from you that document, they say that in order to address those that are living outside of the law, you know, they have to have culpability, pass rigorous background checks, pay significant fines, back taxes, develop proficiency in English and civics, and you know, if they had any, they have to come clean. They have to get right with the government, and they don't make any bones about saying they don't need. There's no special path to citizenship, or
that's a non-starter on the other side of the aisle, though, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I think the Republicans have to really look within their own ranks and develop a system. And I, you know, somehow we have to get something out of the House.
Do you think there'll be immigration reform this year?
I question, and the problem they're having now is the Republican
caucus. Yes or no?
Maybe.
All right, stand by. A quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Right back with Giovanni Cortola.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.